comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. I'm Greg Mahochko, and this is it. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally hit episode 100. And if you've been following along the last month and a half, possibly even 2 months, you know that this has been the episode that I've been trying to get a interview, a conversation, if you will, with Kevin Smith, legendary writer, director, comic book writer, television host, Renaissance man, podcaster, so many hats that he wears, and only one hockey jersey. It's very weird. No, things have not yet come together. By that I mean I have not heard anything back from Kevin Smith in any of my attempts via social media, even trying to find the official way to get in touch with Kevin Smith. So we're going to move on. We're going to move forward. And hey, maybe not the 100th episode, maybe the 200th episode or 150 or any 107. I don't know. Anytime Kevin Smith says, hey, man, been off Twitter for a couple of hours and didn't see your tweets at me. But hey, let's try to make it happen. Hey, what I guess I'm trying to say is when Kevin Smith says, okay, then by golly, I'll sit down with Kevin Smith via Skype or however we make it happen. So anyway, we're going to press on in the normal fashion. We're just going to talk about a few things here. It is Thursday, July 5th, as this episode drops, and that's relevant. I know Chad over at Positive Cynicism says, time is irrelevant in podcast land. To a point, he's right, but the reason that I wanted this episode to drop, the 100th episode to drop on this day, is it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me, whatever. I'm still at work. Not a whole lot's changing. I don't feel any different. I don't feel any older. I've got gray hair, but that's, I think, more work-related than anything else. I've got all right. You know, I got a son who keeps me young, and I've got a wife who keeps me young, and I've got a job that makes me feel old. So I say that just because by the end of the day, I feel beaten and broken down. So anyway, and I've got a lot of things that make me feel young. I still love cartoons. I'm never going to outgrow that. I've got a son who's at this point, you know, he's right in that Mickey zone. So it's all gravy from that standpoint. I've got comic books. Comic books, I was probably supposed to outgrow them years ago. I think my folks are a little still sad that I have yet to outgrow comic books, but it'll happen someday, Mom. Just gotta keep the faith, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I've got a soundboard that it does weird things. It's very, what's the word I'm looking for my soundboard? Temperamental? Yeah, we'll go with that. But anyway, still love comic books, still reading probably more now than I have in the last couple of months. Have read a few things just in the last week, finished up a few things, started a few things, and started and finished one altogether. I don't know if they're as in vogue now as much, but there's something to be said for those Batman, Superman collections, like the World's Finest collections. I'm holding one in my hand that was actually, it's actually called Superman Batman Finest Worlds. As I look at the, what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, so this one is from 2008-2009. Anyway, they're just collections, story collections, some really great cover art by Ethan Van Sciver and Moose Bauman. But if you ever are in your local comic shop, they're just fun stories, relatively short arcs. Some of them are even maybe just one issue worth, but whether you get the trade paperback or hardbound, hey, they're two of the most iconic figures in pop culture, Batman and Superman. So if you can, you know, find some of those, when I see one, and actually this and another one that I have, I bought at Cape Comic-Con a couple months back from the gentleman that I spoke with at the time from the Harrisburg Comic-Con. So bought a couple of those. He was selling them half price. So I essentially got two for the price of one. You know, when you consider the original asking price or book price. So check those out. Again, they're short. I mean, they're easily digested, kind of fun stories. And as I mentioned, two of the most iconic figures in pop culture. So that's one that I started and finished within the last week or so. Another one, I'll get to that one in a few minutes. One that I have started just on the 4th of July, had a little bit of time, is Genius by Mark Bernardin. Mark is another character, another personality that I'd love to have on the show sometime to talk about his fandom. He's done a lot of things as a journalist and as a writer, as a creator. So excited to really dive forward into this. It's blue. I mean, there's colorful language in there, but it seems like it's a very honest story. I want to hear more from him about the story, but if I remember correctly from when he was discussing it on Fat Man on Batman, it is something about what if the I'm probably gonna get it wrong in some aspect, but something about like what if the greatest modern military strategic mind was no one from West Point or anything like that, but was a teenager from the hood, you know, in Los Angeles, in the streets of LA. And I think a lot of this story comes from much of this comes from the racial tension that our country has faced in, you know, recent years, or I shouldn't say even faced in recent years. I think it's been there the entire time, but is far more prevalent. I think we're far more aware of it now than we have been, prior to, like the Michael Brown, Ferguson, you know, things like that, Baltimore, those incidents. So I would love to sit down and talk with him. Of course, he's, you know, a nerd as well, and as evidenced by his co-hosting of Fat Man on Batman with Kevin Smith, and he's done some Stephen King related work. Anyway, just it's always fun to listen to that podcast, and I'm a couple episodes behind because I can't listen to the episode Deadpool 2 and Solo because I have yet to see Deadpool 2 and Solo, so I can't listen to that one. So I'm trying to do this in a spoiler free time frame, but it's always great when, you know, they'll talk about the movie and Mark will give his review and make a comment and Kevin cracks up. He's like, man, how is it that you make a better movie, you know, sitting here talking on the podcast than they made, you know, at the big studio? So things like that. Mark's got a very good mind for storytelling. I'm really excited to dig into Genius. I actually bought Volume 2. I didn't read it yet. I had Tim at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, say, hey, can you give me Volume 1? So he did. Picked that up on the 4th of July. We'll get to that in a moment. And going to start reading that. My hope is that maybe Mark will have a little bit more time available than Kevin, and maybe we can get him on the show to talk about Genius and his fandom and his nerddom and all the great things that he's creating and his life as well. So that'd be awesome. I mentioned Twilight Comics. They did, on July 4th was the 50th issue of the, I don't even know exactly what title it's, I could look. I have the bag right in front of me. That is the sound of the bag right in front of me. So it is Batman number 50, and it's the wedding. It is Batman and Catwoman getting married. Spoiler alert. That's really about all I know, and that's just on the cover, because I'm quite far behind on my comics. But Twilight's really good. They had a midnight release party last night, or a Tuesday night, for, of course, Wednesdays being new comic book day. So they had a party, a cake, and chocolate milk, which is great. They don't want to send anybody out on the roads, before the holiday with any, booze in them or anything like that. They made it a family thing. So cake and chocolate milk. The cake had the cover of Batman 50 on it, which was really fantastic. And I made the comment. I said, well, my son's asleep. This was Tuesday night. I said, my son's asleep. My wife's at work. And I'm not going to be able to make it. So when Tim saw that on yesterday morning, he says, well, I'm here. We'll be here till about 4. So I was heading out with my boy yesterday. Anyway, we were heading to my folks for a little barbecue, whatnot. So we stopped over there, got some comics, got Genius Volume 1, as I mentioned. And my son got a little bit of a cake and some chocolate milk. And I got a couple of beers. This is what I love. Tim and Brian are not just, people that I see occasionally when I go into the comic book store. I consider them friends. We're Facebook friends, to say the least. But so Tim knows that I like beer. Not to say that I don't have a problem. And I've got lots of problems. I just don't think any of them are alcohol related. But he had said to me a while back, he says, hey, I've got these special beers that were made up to honor the original baseball team in St. Louis, the St. Louis Browns, and it's from a local brewery. I'll have them at the store. So my son got some cookie or some cake and chocolate milk, and I got some beers to take home with me, and so I thank Tim for that. 4204 Brewing Company, or Main Street Brewing in Belleville, Illinois, is the brewery that made that happen. So they were not cold. They're not ready to be drank yet, and they're kind of collector's items, so I'm not sure. I've got two of them of the same kind. Maybe I'll drink one and save the other. I've got another can of beer in the garage. Don't judge. It's Bud Light, so I'm probably not going to drink it anyway. But it's if you remember, a couple of years ago, Bud Light made special cans up for all of the NFL teams. And because I'm a Steelers fan, my buddy saved me a Steelers can of Bud Light. So true friends bring back, good beer from Pennsylvania, like Yingling. That's a good beer. And RJ, shout out to him. He's been on the show a couple times as well. He is a good friend, and he's brought me Yingling and Iron City beer. So that is something moving forward that I might be looking to remove. I don't want to say I've hit a barrier or plateaued out of my weight loss or health or anything like that, but I feel like I could do better. And even though I don't drink a whole lot of beer, I was talking to my buddy, Jared, about it. I said, maybe drink 2 6-packs a month. That's not a whole lot. I said, what would happen if I went 1 month without beer? We might find out after my birthday festivities are all over next weekend. Because I don't know what my wife has planned. I just know she said save the 13th and probably the 14th. Keep them open. So putting it in her hands. But I might try going a month without beer just to see. Because I only drink, 10 or 12, bottles of beer per month. Might not move the needle. Then we'll try something else. Maybe give up the, mid-meal snacking or the desserts or something like that. Just, try to do something to help. Be here a little bit longer. We're at 100 episodes. It took 5 years to get there, over 5 years, 5 years in a month. And kind of hope that by 200 episodes, it's not another 5 years down the road. I'd like it for maybe only be 2 years down the road. So we will see. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I'm gonna keep doing this until it's not fun anymore. And probably that's why I went so long, if you want to peek behind the curtain, it's probably why there were some stretches of, months without a new episode. Part of it was maybe I didn't have time. I know you make the time, things like that. But, and I know Chad over at Positive Cynicism is the same way, it's just not as fun to sit here and just talk without somebody to talk and banter back and forth with. For example, the way my quote-unquote studio is set up is my desk faces the corner of the room, and in the corner of the room is a lamp. So I'm essentially looking at the wall and a lamp and the screen on the keyboard on the laptop to watch my word bubbles move up and down on Audacity, the program that I record on. When Mike's here, it's great. We pull a chair up here. We have a nice conversation. Last week, went 2+ hours, so it was a nice long conversation. But it's fun to banter back and forth with. When I have a creator on or somebody over the phone or over Skype, something like that, it's great because I get to sit here and spend some time with them, learn a little bit about them. And it's not just me doing this, just talking, hoping that somebody's going to stick around for however long it is. There are some times when I'm really excited about something. Maybe, back in the day, I would go to a midnight showing of a movie or something like that and record something on the way home and try to, put it up early that next morning. But let's face it, those midnight showings are not happening anymore. Completely fine with that, is what it is. But, it's just, you got to make adjustments. You have to adapt and overcome. So if I'm only going to, I don't say this to put what's the expiration date on the podcast or anything, but I'm only going to do it until it's not fun anymore. Luckily, having Mike on the show, regularly is makes it a lot of fun. And now that I've got this other book finished up that I'm going to talk about here in a minute, I hope to have that writer and artist on of that creator-owned comic, tell you how you can get that, and hopefully, hopefully down the road, as the show grows a little bit more, maybe we can, start setting some loftier goals, if that makes any sense. Maybe 2018 is the right time to kind of evaluate things 5 years in, see where I'm at, see what can be better, what can be improved, and cut out the fat, so to speak. Like I said, I'm having a lot of fun with it now. Again, I kind of just, if you go back and you listen to another long episode that I did with Chad a couple weeks back on his Positive Cynicism, the Question Everything, I was the guest on his show, and he asked me questions, and I got to talk a little bit about why I started the podcast network, and Nerds United 5+ years ago was an avenue. Even though I was in radio, I was doing sports, so I didn't have a place really to talk about pop culture and comic books and things like that. So Nerds United was that outlet, and it still is, because I sit in a truck and I drive and I don't talk to anybody, and I come home and I talk my wife's ear off, and I talk to my son, and he jibber jabbers back, and someday he's going to put those words together a little bit better, and we'll have some real solid conversations. But and someday, 2-3 years down the road, he's going to have his own podcast. Hopefully, we'll find out the life of my boy. So the perspective of my son, maybe that's the name of it. I don't know. Anyway, I want to talk about a couple of comics real quick here. As I mentioned before, I have kind of an affinity for the supernatural stories. I think we really touched on that pretty heavy last week when we were counting down our top five guilty pleasure comic book movies, Mike and I. When I was in the comic book shop last week, after that conversation, picked up a volume one, because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get away from single issues and get more collected stories. I think they'll look better on the bookshelf that I don't have yet. But anyway, I picked up volume one. It's from Aftershock Comics, and it's Colin Bunn, who has been on the show before a few years ago, and I met him down at Cape Comic Con, and it is called The Unholy Grail. Again, it's that kind of knighthood, demons, magic, you know, things like that. It's my jam, and it's Colin Bunn and Merk. I'm probably going to mispronounce this. Mirko Kolak. Sorry, Mirko. Maria Santaolalla. God dang, I should have looked at these names ahead of time. But I know Colin Bunn's name, and then Simon Boland. That's probably when I messed up anyway. So I haven't started that one yet, but that is definitely on the short arms distance away to start. Anyway, I like that Arthurian legend. I've talked with my buddy Josh years ago, and I said, you know what, really, what Hollywood needs to do is a King Arthur movie and get it right. I just don't think they've done that. The one from a few years ago, King Arthur, I'm drawing a blank on it now. It was the one with the guy from, with Jax from Sons of Anarchy, whose name also blanking on. I've got the internet right in front of me. It's not that important. I thought it was all right. I thought it was almost too grand for, you know, the first, or for, you know, an introduction to a character, even though King Arthur is someone that we all are familiar with. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. I think that's what it is. And it looks like they're making a sequel, at least Google says. Well, this is old information, so. 2017, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. And it's directed by Guy Ritchie. And I'm going to... Charlie Hunnam. Anyway. Entertaining movie. I just don't know... I want that one that's almost reminiscent of the old Disney cartoon Sword in the Stone, where you get the young ward, and you get Arthur, who is, he's young and he's got to pull the sword from the stone. And it seems like nowadays movies can't have any type of fantasy movie like that without some grand sweeping battle. And I think almost needs to be more of like a coming of age tale. In King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, Arthur is, he's kind of already a fighter. He's almost learning like mixed martial arts at times. It's not a bad movie, like I said. It's just something missing about it. And I want something that's really going to embrace the legend. We had King Arthur, gosh, it's been 10 years ago, something like that. The one, Keira Knightley was in it, had a really good cast. Clive Owen played Arthur, and that was more of, the Arturus holdover from the Roman Empire type of so anyway, there have been attempts. I'd like to see something that's just as close as can be. I think King Arthur from, boy who pulls the sword from the stone all the way through to his death and burial on Avalon. I think that could be a really nice trilogy. There you go. Nice franchise for Hollywood. Call me. I can't write it, but, But anyway, back to Arthurian legend, and I touched on this briefly a few episodes back when I was at work one day, happened to be doing a delivery to Lion Forge Comics in St. Louis on Manchester, and met David Gordon there, and he has his own comic book out, which you can buy right now on Amazon, and it's called Kwame Hightower and the Man with No Name. Talk about some Arthurian legend there. Takes his own spin on the sword Excalibur. Some other fantasy elements as well. Finished that book over the weekend, so this past weekend. Really enjoyed it front to back. Love the fact that he put some of himself in it, because the main protagonist is, I think, a 12-year-old boy from the north side of St. Louis who magically, comes across, or not magically, mysteriously comes across Excalibur, kind of accidentally, I guess, probably the best word to describe it, and is kind of declared king of England. And there's some fantasy elements in there as well. So I'd love to visit with David about that. I told him that I would after I finished the story because I wanted to go in educated about that. So, David, if you're listening to this episode, may or may not be, it's late or early, depending. I'll be reaching out to you in the near future. We'll sit down and we'll talk about Kwame Hightower. This can be a lot of fun. That's pretty much it. I'm up later, you know, as I record this. You're hearing it, hopefully, on my birthday, but I'm recording it on July 4th, so you may have heard an occasional firework or two behind me. No problem there. But it's later than I want to stay up, so I'm going to finish this thing up and get it all ready. Hopefully you enjoy it on Thursday or Friday or Saturday or whenever you find it, whenever you come across it. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking time to download these episodes, listen to them. Any feedback that you have, any comments, things like that, feel free to share them. If there's something that you think I could do to improve the podcast, let me know. I'm not above some constructive criticism. And if you feel like the podcast is a steaming pile of crap, that's fine. I don't care. There are a lot of podcasts out there. If this one's not your jam, you know, go find another one. Maybe there's another one here on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Maybe not. Maybe go create your own. That's cool. Whatever you do, man, it's your world. We all just live in it, right? I'm going to keep doing my thing, and hopefully you keep sticking around and enjoying it. But that'll be it for me. I'm 36. I'm halfway through my life. Probably. I don't know. I'm not good at math. Maybe there's a little bit more for me out there, but I'm going to pet my dogs and get them outside and get this thing all taken care of, and we'll see you next week on Nerds United for 101. We're probably going to talk about Dalmatians. Maybe not. We'll probably use the word Dalmatians next week on Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Thank you so much for your support over 5+ years, and we will see you next time.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.